In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory be to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
Two men went up into the temple to pray. People like us. One was arrogant. One was humble. One was religious and arrogant. The other was a sinner and humble. From this parable of the publican and the Pharisee, given to us in our first divine liturgy in this new temple, we see that God is not pleased with religious pride. The world hates religious arrogance also, at least in Christians. And it readily accuses us of that, of religious self-righteousness. So that's our worst witness to the world, pride in our religion. Where others see no value in our faith and are ready to see the worst in us. They look for the Pharisee in us. So we must look for the Pharisee in us also and root it out. Root it out. The attitude of thanking God that we're not like other men has to be rooted out. The publican, a legitimate sinner in the eyes of God and of the people of God, stood in the temple crying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." The Pharisee, on the other hand, rested on his laurels. For one thing, he fasted twice a week. Let us take note of that. In the time of Christ, the Jews fasted 2 days a week. And so do the Christians from the earliest times. It's not a bad thing to do. You just shouldn't think that that's all there is to do. The Pharisee fasted twice a week and he gave tithes. He gave tithes. He tithed to God. He tithed to the temple. He did the spiritual part of his faith and the financial. The problem is, having done all the right things, he was quite pleased with himself. Self-satisfied. He felt saved. He felt saved. He was in good standing with God in his mind. He deserved God's favor and blessings. While again, the Pharisee, as it says in the Greek, in English we read, he prayed thus with himself. In the Greek, it says he assumed a stance. He took an attitude when he was talking to God, bearing witness to himself, comparing himself to others. The publican, the tax collector, the IRS guy, stood on the mercy of God and his crying out for mercy, "God be merciful to me, a sinner," became the very foundation of the church's prayer, both in worship, in the Lord have mercies, and with the practice of the Jesus prayer, where we pray, "Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, a sinner." Brothers and sisters, it is the Lord's parable of the publican and the Pharisee, and the Christians took their cue from the Lord with his story. This parable tells us, here is how you approach God. Here is how you approach God. Here is the right spirit to come before God, seeking mercy, not self-justification, coming with confession and repentance. And then here's the wrong way to approach God. thinking you've accomplished something. We are excited, certainly, to finally be in here today, in this new house of the Lord, a temple of the Lord in its own right. And the attitude we bring here is vitally important. To believe firmly and surely that we are not worthy of this blessing, that we receive it as gift, as a great gift, but as a gift we support and help contribute toward. If we take this gift without reaching deep into our pockets and our pocketbooks, then we're the Pharisee. We're the Pharisee. The Pharisee thinking God is impressed with us, that we deserve this place, that we deserve this day and this space, that we've earned God's favor somehow, that yes, there should be a nice church for our prayers, and yes, let someone else pay for it. No, instead, let us stand, brothers and sisters, on the mercy of God, seeing how we have received such great mercy, such loving kindness, such a gift of grace, indeed, far better than we deserve. The foundation of this building and the sure foundation we stand on is the mercy of our God. The foundation of His loving care for His people, of His looking down on us, despite our weakness, despite our pettiness, despite our lack of spiritual focus. I came upon the beautiful words of Father Paniotis, Papa Georgiou of Atlanta, so appropriate for this day, which you can read in the bulletin as well. He says, while we sanctify time through our prayer, we also sanctify the space in which we exist. As we worship in a given space, invoking the Holy Spirit to come and bless us, that space is also blessed. It becomes sacred, dedicated to holy things. It becomes a holy sanctuary. The sacred symbols and signs, the holy icons and other liturgical items dedicated exclusively for use in our worship mark this space. As we enter an Orthodox church, we immediately know that this space is sacred. It is set apart for a holy purpose, the sanctification of our time and our life, the sanctification of our souls and our bodies. Hence, time is of the essence, and we need to make it holy. Our space is also of the essence, as it helps us sanctify our time. This is why our sanctuaries and the time we spend in them have to become central to our lives. The experience we bring away every time we enter our worship space is of the utmost importance, most especially for the children. The church experience becomes a powerful force that shapes their souls and defines the course of their lives. We need to make sure that no time is lost, that the souls of the young ones are being sanctified. We need to make sure through teaching and prayer that every minute spent in church is truly sanctifying time. And finally, brothers and sisters, the words of our Holy Father, St. John of Kronstadt, which you can also read. Truly, the temple is heaven upon earth. For where the throne of God is, where the awesome mysteries are celebrated, where the angels serve together with men, where the Almighty is unceasingly glorified, there is truly heaven and the heaven of heavens. And thus, let us enter the temple of God with the fear of God and with a pure heart, laying aside all passions in every worldly care, and let us stand in it with faith and reverence, with understanding, attention, with love and peace in our hearts, so that we may come away renewed, as though made heavenly, so that we may live in the holiness natural to heaven, not binding ourselves by worldly desires and pleasures. Brothers and sisters, I congratulate you on this great and holy day, this inaugural day of liturgy in this house of the Lord. May indeed we strive to be worthy of this great honor and blessing our Lord has given us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to Jesus Christ. Glory to God.